Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive towards left. Falk catches it and throws to first to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons fires to first and picks off Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is hit by the pitch. Shealy moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dixon reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixon scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Van Gilder, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons scores. Ma still moves to third. One out. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up Ma still. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma still who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler scores. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-1 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock fires to first and picks off Jacobson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0-for-1 in the game. Fock takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Fock moves to third. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fock scores. Hooper moves to third. Kaum moves to second. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moss still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moss still. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Moss still steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moss still moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss still scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett takes first base on ball four. Robertson moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Bennett moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Com moves to third. Dixie Davis now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ma still hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Falk reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. Falk tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Dixie Davis. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robertson out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Dixon and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.